I'm pleased. You know, I'm always proud of the players, to be honest. And, you know, because we've got a very honest group who want to do well and want to learn for themselves, the team and the club. And so I'm always proud of them. But there's times when it comes together in a manner that is what we expect from the group, you know. And that was today. I thought last week we just came away from our belief system. And it's important. We've had that all last year. We tagged ourselves relentless and we go hard on every occasion. We didn't last week, but we've got the honesty of a group who knew that. And I thought we were absolutely terrific today from start to finish. A couple of soft goals, but that can happen at this level. Other than that, I thought we were excellent.
Yeah, all sorts of different characters, Sean, having gone behind to come back straight away and was pleased you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then to then go behind again from a real soft goal and then to do what we'd done the second half. I thought we were very dominant in the second half. I thought the whole feel of it, the chances created, the feel of the game, I thought we were very dominant overall. Now, it'll be different when I watch it back, maybe, but that's how it felt on the day. We certainly deserved a point. I mean, it'd be a travesty if we didn't get a minimum of a point, I thought, today.
And a peach of a free kick from Ross, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic moment. And I must make it clear, I thought, I've been at Burnley some 20-odd, 22 months, I think, now. Our fans today, amazing. Absolutely incredible. I mean, the backing they gave the players today, absolutely outstanding. And if they can continue that home and away, they know it'll help the team. And they deserve that moment, that free kick moment, because you saw the effect it had on the crowd. And they, so I thought they were absolutely tremendous today, I really did.
And what potentially can a last minute equaliser and a point do for the dressing room too?
Well, it just ensures that we are building, we are growing, we are learning, we're developing. You know, two goals, there's a lot made of not scoring, you know. We've got two other goal scorers on the score sheet. You know, now, of course we want strikers to be scoring, but they're in there. They're working hard to score goals. You know, a number of chances today, which, you know, still that belief system that is needed, you know, at this level. People say, yeah, I do belong and I will score goals. And we're close, but it is, you know, someone said the other day, doing all right is not enough in the Premier League. And they're right. You know, we have done all right. We want to build further. We want to improve on all rightness. And we want to go to doing very well like we did last year. It's just a much higher challenge for a group that not major experience in the Premier League. You know, they're learning, they're improving, I believe. I said in the week, I looked through all the question marks because that's my job. And I look at the stats. I think we've created a number of chances again today. And I thought some of the football play was excellent today. So, you know, a good marker, but still got to win a game. You know, that's the challenge. We've got to get the win. We want to get the win. And once we get that, then we'll see where it takes us.
Without a recognised central midfielder, senior central midfielder, Scott and Stephen did great for you, didn't they?
Absolutely. Scott Arfield, I'm amazed he can't make a Scotland squad. I am absolutely stunned that he can't make. I thought he was absolutely tremendous today, and I told him that after the game. Wardy to come in as a left back and play like that in the assured manner he did, absolutely terrific. And it shows a terrific mentality of the team where they accept them change, they know the challenge we've got with injuries, and go about their business in that fashion.
How's Kieran Trippier?
Yeah, well, I say okay. He's not as bad as we first thought. We think it's going to settle. We're not sure. It'll be in the next 48 hours when we'll know more.